This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Congress is considering a bill prohibiting elected officials, including congressmen, the president, and vice president, from trading stocks. But before the bill passed committee, it was amended so that the measure would not apply to Donald Trump. The bill passed the committee with the support of every Democrat and only one Republican, its sponsor, Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri, who modified it to shield President Trump from a divestment requirement. Senator Hawley's original proposal would have required the president and vice president to sell off investments starting in 2027, while the version approved by the committee does not apply that mandate until the start of an elected official's next term, meaning it would never apply to Trump. Proposals to ban individual stock trading by members of Congress have gained traction on Capitol Hill in recent years as public outrage has grown over the practice and lawmakers in both parties have sought to appeal to growing populist sentiment. The idea has drawn a diverse group of supporters, but lawmakers are reluctant to regulate themselves and the effort has stalled repeatedly despite broad public backing. More than 80% of voters support banning members of Congress from trading individual stocks, according to public polling. A 2022 New York Times investigation found that nearly a fifth of lawmakers, including Democrats and Republicans, bought stocks that intersected with their work on congressional committees. The issue picked up steam again last spring after Trump said he would sign such a bill if it made its way to his desk. It was then that Senator Hawley reintroduced the legislation he has been championing for years. Senator Hawley said, "Members of this body are privy to information that the normal person just is not. I don't mind anyone being rich. What I mind is people getting rich while they're here trading stock." The measure faces steep odds given the degree of Republican opposition and a fierce repudiation by Trump, who said that Senator Hawley had blindsided him with his bill, which initially would have required the president to immediately sell off investments. Democrats on the panel said the issue of barring congressional stock trading was so important that they were willing to vote for a version that would partially exempt Trump. Senator Elisa Slotkin, Democrat of Michigan, said, "The American people think that all of us, Democrats and Republicans, are using our positions and our access to enrich ourselves. People don't believe that we are here for the right reasons." The small Montana town of Florence in the Bitterroot Valley southwest of Missoula experienced a tragedy in what is normally a celebration of small-town sport last Friday. During the homecoming parade that preceded Florence High School's homecoming football game, a 12-year-old boy died when he fell off a flatbed trailer in the Florence homecoming parade. The Montana Highway Patrol said that the boy was on the Big Tex trailer being pulled by a Chevy Silverado pickup truck when he fell off in the path of the trailer's rear tires. The boy was run over by the trailer's tires and died from his injuries. The incident happened just before 4:30 p.m. as the parade made its way through downtown Florence. The Florence High School superintendent emailed all the parents of Florence students, and the Florence High School homecoming football game was canceled. The Ravalli County Coroner's Office and Montana Highway Patrol are investigating the accident. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.